This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Author and activist Jenna Lee Nardella was born in 1982 in Woodland, California. Her father is a first-generation American from a family of Chinese immigrants. Growing up in the San Francisco Bay Area, Jenna was exposed to an abundance of cultural, racial, and socioeconomic diversity. From a young age, she was keenly aware of the disparities that existed in her own community, especially when she encountered a homeless man on a San Francisco street. That was the moment she knew she wanted to help people. And so she began volunteering at a local homeless shelter. After Jenna graduated from high school, she moved to Spokane, Washington to attend Whitworth University. She originally majored in nursing, but after getting to know the members of the Grammy Award-winning Christian rock band Jars of Clay, she came to realize that a better fit for what she wanted to do with her life might be political studies. She was right. Jenna and the band shared the same values and dreams for the world. So at age 22, she moved to Nashville, Tennessee, where the band was from. And after much brainstorming and research, together they formed the nonprofit organization called Blood Water, whose main purpose was to bring clean water and health care to people in Africa. In 2004, Jenna traveled to Kenya for the first time and never looked back. Working throughout 11 countries in Africa, Blood Water has now provided health care to over 62,000 people in HIV-affected areas and has partnered with communities to provide clean water to more than a million people. In 2015, Jenna wrote about her amazing story and insights in her book titled 1,000 Wells, How an Audacious Goal Taught Me to Love the World Instead of Save It. It's a memoir in which she shares the many harsh realities of working in Africa, specifically how her faith was tested by the corruption and brokenness that nearly destroyed everything she'd fought for. But it's also a book filled with hope and inspiration as she comes to realize that true change happens only when you stop trying to save the world and instead allow yourself to love it, even when it breaks your heart. According to Jenna, how can we place anything, commerce, opinion, semantics, before caring for those in need? How can we paint secular and sacred labels while missing the vision that all things God touches are sacred, even if they're broken? When do we overlook opportunities to love others because we're so concerned with keeping ourselves safe? For her work, Jenna was named one of Good Magazine's Good 100 and also named one of Christianity Today's 33 Under 33 Christian Leaders. And in 2012, Jenna was in the national spotlight when President Barack Obama invited her to give the benediction at the Democratic National Convention in front of a TV audience of 20 million people. Here's a beautiful way one reader describes the impact of Jenna Lee Nardella and her book, 1,000 Wells. Sometimes a great story will inspire you to go out and live a great story.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Authors Page. We love telling you stories.